From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says he hopes the newly arranged talks between North and South Korea will go beyond the Olympics and promised the United States will take part at the appropriate time.
If we can come up with a very peaceful and very good solution, we're working on it with Rex, we're working on it with a lot of people. If something can happen and something can come out of those talks, that would be a great thing for all of humanity.
North Korea on Friday accepted South Korea's offer of high-level talks on the upcoming Olympic Games to take place on Tuesday, January 9th. Iran's parliament is now set to hold a special session to discuss the anti-government protests that began December 28th and continued through this week. Iran's ISNA news agency reported that Iran's interior minister, head of intelligence and security council chief are all expected to attend the meeting. And at least 20 people have died in the protest and more than 1,000 have been arrested thus far. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump is set to decide next week whether to continue waiving sanctions on Iran and where suspended under the 2015 international deal of Iran's nuclear program. The waiver must be renewed every 120 days, according to U.S. law. Syrian regime forces have seized a key town in the Islamic State stronghold region of Idlib. According to the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, government forces backed by Russian air power captured Sinjar, the biggest town in the southeast of the province. The move into the region is primarily aimed at freeing a key road that connects Aleppo, Syria's second city. This is VOA News. President Trump is defending his mental and intellectual abilities, labeling himself as a genius, unlike his former Democratic presidential opponent, Hillary Clinton, according to him.
Well, only because I went to the best colleges or college. I had a situation where I was a very excellent student, came out, made billions and billions of dollars, became one of the top business people, went to television and for 10 years was a tremendous success, as you probably have heard, ran for president one time and won.
His comments come as he fends off criticism of his first year in office outlined in a new book, Fire and Fury, written by author Michael Wolff. That book was released Friday and portrays the first year of the Trump presidency as one in shambles and the president is childlike and possibly in need of psychiatric help. During an interview on the BBC's Andrew Marr show, British Prime Minister Theresa May was asked about her dealings with Mr. Trump.
In the States, there are quite serious questions being raised by some people about his mental state. Do you think they're serious?
When I deal with President Trump, what I see is somebody who is committed to ensuring that he is taking decisions in the best interests of the United States.
And he's coming to this country.
He will be coming to this country.
And in the U.S., Mr. Trump deflected the increasing scrutiny over whether he sought to derail a federal investigation into possible collusion between his election campaign and Russia. China's Ministry of Transport said 32 crew members of an oil tanker are missing after the vessel collided with a bulk freighter. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda has more.
The missing crew all came from the tanker. The Chinese vessel's crew is all accounted for and safe. This collision marks the first major maritime incident involving Iranian oil since the lifting of international sanctions in 2016. There was a crash involving a supertanker in the Singapore Strait that year, but there was no loss of life or pollution.
Health experts say the influenza season in the United States is proving to be more severe than usual, with about twice the number of people reporting flu-like illnesses to their doctors as compared to the same time last year. The CDC reports that in the week ending December 23rd, 36 states reported widespread flu activity. U.S. President Donald Trump reiterated Saturday that he will not support legislation that protects hundreds of thousands of immigrants from deportation unless it includes funding for a border wall and eliminates the visa lottery program and the extended family-based immigration process. His comments were made as he met with Republican lawmakers and members of his cabinet and to discuss 2018 legislative priorities. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.